Well, it's shaped up quite well, Kieran. You know, it's really been a quiet weekend in terms of aesthetics, and it was an opportunity for a number of athletes to have a, you know, to either prepare for a further competition or indeed to get some extra racing. And Arlene Crossan was the name that pops out to us. She had run the National Senior Championships last weekend. She's from Finn Valley Athletic Club, and she ran 56.20 in the heats. You know, coming back into competition, having been out for such a long time, and you know, that was a foot in the water basically last weekend. So the obvious thing was, you know, you got a race, you got to get out there, and you know, she took that advice and she travelled to Athlone today as a guest in the Connacht Championships, and she got a PB performance, so she's pretty happy, and the journey has been justified. She ran a 55.90, so that's good running, and that's improvement, and you know, she can look forward. She's a very talented athlete, and she has been out of action for some time, and should she continue and drive on now through this season, we could get a bit excited about her, because as a young athlete, as an 18-year-old athlete, she was in the European Youth Olympics, right, running for Ireland and so on, and her career looked really, really strong, but then she kind of went off radar a bit and got injured and so on. So basically, she's back in business, and we're really excited about that. So she was there. Dermot Brennan from Fintown, who again runs out of Finn Valley, he won the 1500 metres. Again, an athlete with a similar story to a point. He was a very good young athlete, underage athlete with Finn Valley, and then he went off touring, really. He qualified as a teacher. He spent some time in Korea and so on, and he's back now in Ireland, and he's racing again. So a 1500 metres victory for him. So he'll be happy about that. So his father, Joe Brennan from up in Shelligans there in Fintown, was many years ago an excellent athlete as well. So the Brennan family were pretty happy to see Dermot back in action again. So that was that. And we also had a couple of guest athletes from Finn Valley as well who made the journey down the 1500 metres. Gavin Boyce and Kay Byrne, she went on the 1500 metres. They're both preparing for the European Masters Athletics, in which about 7 or 8 the Donegal athletes will compete in Turin in Poland in March. So you know, a preparation, just an opportunity to get some sharp racing, and they did that today, so well done to them. Now, then the big story over the week was that the Russian Flanagan Finn Valley has been added to the Irish team, a small Irish team as it is, for the World Indoor Championships being held in Glasgow in the Commonwealth Stadium this year. So, excuse me. So she's running in the 3,000 metres, so good for her. And very interestingly, she actually travelled last Thursday to Seattle to race in a 5,000 metres indoor race. She just got up, one of those things, she got up in the morning, didn't feel great, still went ahead to run in the race. She got to about 3,000 metres in the 5,000 metres and decided it just wasn't worth it, and just stepped off the track. So she flew directly home, a direct flight from Washington, and she's recovering at home now. So she's preparing, and hopefully she'll come around and she'll feel good, and she'll take her opportunity to race in Glasgow next weekend. Next weekend also, well, we've got an underage nationals indoor championships, a couple of hundred Donegal athletes involved in that. That's in Dublin, and that's going to be exciting always, because well, first of all, it's an Ulster championship, and it's an opportunity to see some young athletes come out and have a go. You know, they haven't been in real competition since the cross country before Christmas, so we're looking forward to that. And the fact that so many Donegal clubs involved, so many young Donegal athletes involved, it should be an exciting weekend. So looking forward to an exciting weekend for all those young athletes in Dublin next weekend, and of course to see how Rushing Flanagan fares in the World Indoor Championships.